Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It is episode 150.
Whoop whoop.
And I am joined by my excitable wife.
Excitable?
You went whoop whoop.
I thought you were going to say exciting. I am exciting. Don't look at me like that. I am. At times. Sometimes I'm just bored. And lazy.
Okay.
Carry on.
So today we don't really have a topic to talk about, so we're just going to make stuff up.
Seems fair. Mm-hmm. I mean, quick question.
Mm.
If we're on 150, does that mean in 6 more episodes, that's 3 years of podcasting?
It does, yeah.
That's craziness. Should we plan something special for our 3-year anniversary? I can't believe we've been doing this long.
I know.
Weird, how have we found it? Something to talk about every week?
We haven't.
Sometimes we just don't talk about stuff that's useful. Well, so I was just trying to introduce a new segment, new potential feature, and you poo-pooed it.
I did.
And I thought it would be interesting.
It wasn't.
No, I don't know why. So let's just let the listeners know, and then okay. They can decide whether it would be interesting or whether they can come up with a variation that might be interesting.
Okay.
So my suggestion was a pick a piece. Not at random, like maybe I'll think about it a bit more. Yeah. Tell you what the piece is, and you have to try and guess what year it was introduced and maybe what set. And you thought that was a rubbish idea.
Yep.
And I mean, I'm kind of inclined to agree with you, but at the same time, I thought it sounded fun to start with.
Yeah, and then I picked up a 1x2 and asked you when it came in, and you didn't find that interesting at all, did you?
No, because I wouldn't have picked a 1x2 though.
No. It's not just any 1x2.
It's a dark red.
Yeah. Does that make it more interesting? Ooh,
no. If it was a dark red masonry brick, then I might say it came from the Ghostbusters firehouse. Okay, this is a question. The red masonry brick, was that the first set that it was in or not?
I've no idea.
I feel like part of the podcast is to pick up on news and things, right, or to discuss things that about Legos, like company wise, that we want to talk about. But also, I want to become a better Lego person. I want to know more about Lego. I don't know whether knowing that is helpful.
Yeah, is knowing when a piece came out
for me? I think that's fun person. Trivia. I mean, you can go. Yeah, that came out in this set.
Fun trivia.
No, okay, maybe my definition is different.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So, what makes a good Lego person then?
Oh gosh. Yeah, not that. I don't know. What does that even mean?
I don't know. You're the one who brought it up.
I want to be knowledgeable about something again. Like, not just... I like the theory behind things. I don't know. I want to be geeky, but I don't want to be that nerdy, to be fair. That is...
Okay, you want to be geeky, but not nerdy.
Well, I think that's maybe a level too far. I feel like I should just... Knowing about what's coming and the sets and things, that might be interesting. But maybe when a part was introduced, I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, if we play trivia on other people's channels, like knowing this stuff without having to look it up is useful. I could win more points. No, okay. So another question I had for you, because we've been doing quite a lot of sorting, and you weren't keen on answering this question either.
Was I not?
Well, I think the problem is that you don't care and I overthink.
Oh, okay.
And so it's not a great combo for actually agreeing on anything or discussions.
Sure.
So I've got green candle pieces, which...
Candlesticks.
Yeah, like the bits you put the flames into to make it look like a candle.
Yeah.
And you pass them to me, and like, oh, I found more foliage things, or botanicals, I think is what we said. And I went, oh, but I have that piece in other colours, which I would not say is botanicals. Do I put them all together, or do I have the green ones in the botanicals drawers and the other ones somewhere else? And you're just like, I just don't care.
Mm.
But I care because I think about this stuff.
Okay.
Where am I going to put it?
So it's interesting because you think of them as candle pieces.
Well, that's what they are.
Why are they candle pieces?
Because it says it on the bag. We bought these in lug bulk, and it says...
Shh, you're not allowed to say what we bought in lug bulk. That's against the rules. Maybe.
It's a past lug bulk. I think it's fine.
Oh, okay.
We bought this in lug bulk, and on the bag it says, candle bright green.
Mm.
So they're candles.
Okay. But why are they candles?
Because Deku said they're candles.
Yeah, but why?
Because that's what, when they were introduced, they were candles.
Yeah.
So, so we could use this as our part.
That we've defined the name of the part based on its very first usage. You know, since then, it's been used as stalks for plants. It's been used as drain pipes. It's been used as decoration on buildings. Yeah, there's grey ones,
isn't there?
So, you know, that they're used in as the poles for supporting the gazebo.
On the Lord of the Rings set, yeah. Which happens to be in front of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're clearly multi-purpose. But you can't call every piece multi-purpose piece one. Multi-purpose piece two.
No.
Multi-purpose piece three.
But most pieces are named after the shape. It's not a can- after the use.
It's a candle piece. It looks like it doesn't look like a candle at all. It's just a connecting pipe thing.
Yeah.
That we happen to stick some flames in and call them candles.
Yeah.
I mean, was the first... Aha! So now we get to play the game of... was the first use of this piece in a candle? Ah, you didn't think this was interesting, but now this is where we've ended up. This will teach you.
It will, won't it?
Everything is connected. Right, so this is piece 6328327. Play along at home. Minifigure utensil candle. So, the first set it was ever used in.
Been using 242 sets.
Yeah, we could play that game as well. Guess how many sets this piece is in.
Like, it's 242.
I know, but it's a fun game. Oh, I want it by year. How do I do summary? Summary. No, by colour, by category. Yeah. Okay, it was first introduced in 2018. Mm. Well done if you got that at home. But it doesn't list them in like month order, so...
But there's only three sets in 2018 that it was in.
Yep, and one was Aragog's Lair. Do you see a candle in this? Yes, candle. Do you see...
Is that a candle? You wouldn't walk around holding a candle like that.
You might. Just because they've got funky hands. It's not their fault. They're minifigures.
But you'd hold it upright. You also would have it in some form of holder. You don't just walk around holding a wax candle that's flame.
You might if you don't care for paint.
Yeah, but...
Maybe you enjoy that kind of stuff. Is there a candle in here? There must be a candle in here. It's Hogwarts, so there's like...
Does it have candles in like the chandeliers?
Yeah, the floaty bits or whatever. And then, again, it's probably... Oh, look, there's a candle up here. So yeah. It was definitely used as a candle.
Yeah.
And it's Harry Potter that introduced it. But...
So when, come on, find the first set where it was used as something other than a candle.
Oh, man. Why would you do this?
Look, you want to play the game.
That's going
to
be harder to do, right? Because you just look at the pictures and you have to find it.
Yeah.
You're mean. Candle. Definitely candle.
Yeah.
I guess when it's in white, it's always going to be a candle, right?
The corner garage. Is that...
Corner garage. That's not got a candle in it.
So is that used...
Drain pipe, maybe? Connectory thing?
Is it used for those poles there to hold up the...
This bit?
Awning, yeah.
I don't know.
Or is that thicker?
It looks thicker to me. But there could be a connecty point at the bottom. Now I've got to go and look up the corner garage's instructions. This is a minefield of looking up stuff. Why would you do this? This is a terrible feature. Why can I never find the instruction app? What is the set number?
It's 10264.
Obviously.
Probably like, didn't
do you
know that?
Do you think knowing the modulus numbers off by heart is important?
No.
What's 80100?
Don't know. Don't care.
Yeah, that's fair.
What is it?
Isn't it like the Chinese New Year sets at 8010102? Or is it 8100? Oh, I don't know. I've lost confidence in myself now.
Shocking.
Oh, I don't want to...
Bad Lego person.
You're a meanie.
I am.
Well, just wait a second while I look up how they use the candle. See, if it turns out there's a candle, I'm going to be cross. I don't think it's actually in this set. I've decided.
You've decided it's not actually in
this
set.
Oh, it's there. It's in the light for like the terrarium thing or whatever. It's got a frog in it.
There you go.
In the vets. So there you go. Wasn't that interesting?
So it came out in 2017, and next year it's already not being used as a candle.
No, 2019. 28th? I think you've added.
So yeah, came out in 2018.
And then the next year they decided, nope, it's not a candle anymore.
Yeah.
So you think they should have renamed it at that point?
I don't know.
But it's already known as a candle.
Yeah.
So regardless, should it go in with the botanicals or in with the other candles?
I don't know.
Where would you look for it first?
I don't know. You always ask me this question. I never know.
What? Why don't you know?
Because until I'm going to look for something, I don't know where I'm going to look.
I need a green candle. Could you find one?
Just on the hand.
No. You've got to find them in a drawer. They're not under my hand at all. I don't have them. Where would you look?
Probably on the floor.
Oh, come on. Right, okay. Moving on. You're a horrible person to me sometimes. Right. There's been quite a few new sets out. Do you want to talk about some of those? Have you seen the new dream set? The castle?
The castle?
Oh.
I've seen the weird panda thing.
The castle, Ian. The castle. Look at this.
I like how you clicked on a picture and it took you to a page where it had exactly the same size picture.
Yeah. Wasn't overly helpful, was it?
No.
Oh, come on. Right, here you go. Picture. Castle. Castle of Nocturnia or something.
Okay. Looks like it's fallen over.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's a little bit weird.
Is that the whole point of it? That it can, you can turn it either way around. Just keep rotating
it. It's like, is it Escher?
Yeah.
The craziness of like.
Because obviously that front bit is stairs if it's the other way round.
And this is a waterfall going both directions, depending on which way you lay it. It's messing with my mind. Do you like it? Or is it confusing?
It's an interesting idea.
Yeah. I don't know. Dreams is messed up, but like not in a bad way. It's just, I feel like maybe I do need to watch it to understand what's going on.
Maybe.
But I really like all the pieces they're bringing out.
Yeah.
And the creativity that's in there. But I don't know, why does it look like this? What's going on? So yeah, that's that. Mm. More space sets. I don't need more space sets.
No.
I think they've done too many space
sets. I think they've overdone it with space.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't care for the Star Wars releases either, so...
No.
Oh, random set of the day. That's what we're about to do. Oh, random minifig of the day. I didn't know they did that. I don't have her. I need her. Rocker Girl, Series 7. Right, okay, so let's go to... How do we do it? I can't remember. Is it under sets? Yeah. Random sets. Are you ready?
Sure.
We're going to look at some random sets. Did you want to talk about something else first? About the Lego font or something you mentioned?
No, no one cares about the Lego font.
Oh.
Literally no one cares. I keep seeing people posting us. It's like, no one cares.
So, just to clarify, have they given the font they had before a name and they've gone, this is our font? Or have they actually changed the font? And where did they use said
font? They've created a new font. It's slightly weird because it's based on brick dimensions. And it's used all over the place.
Like on a box? A Lego box?
Yeah.
Like where it says the piece count and that stuff?
I think so. That'll all be in their font. And on any material that they put. So everything other than the logo will be in the Lego font.
What font do they currently use?
Some weird font that they created, I think.
So they got a Lego font and now they've got a new Lego font.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've just updated their branding. It's...
Fair enough. Right, okay, let's look at some random sets.
Sure.
I mean, collectible minifigures coming up as a set is just cheeky. Special edition creative building. Make and create. What is that line? Never heard of it.
No.
Okay. Did I just open it? Yeah. So, it's not as large as we'd like. Is it just a creative box? A creative box. But, like, what else is in this range?
It's got the weird people.
Yeah, these ones. This
one. Yeah.
Like, is this Duplo? It's not Duplo, is it?
No, it's Lego.
I'm going to look at all Make and Create sets and see what else there is. Oh, Chef. Yeah, you're right, it is. Hang on. Does each one have a different... Oh, it's a special bag. You could get one times any of these fruit. How much do you reckon that was? That doesn't seem worth buying. Oh, I can build a fruit.
It was... Doesn't it normally say?
It does if you go into it, I think. Maybe. It doesn't tell you how much it was to buy initially. Just how much it would be now.
But they normally had
RRPs. Promotional release with Cape Span. I don't know what Cape Span is.
Okay.
So there you go. We are on this one. So they skip all of the random... there's a lot of fruits. So
yeah, girls' fantasy bucket.
What's a girl's fantasy in? It
definitely involves lots of pink and purple. That's what we know. And flowers. And flowers. Sleeping.
I think that's a baby doll.
Okay. Yeah, awesome. Dolls.
Yeah, fun with bricks, Lego brick. So this is definitely like the classic thing. It came in a jar. I quite like the jar. Yeah. They just called it fun with building. Special. Oh, this one's in Japanese. Yeah. Is this where the Blue Bucket Brigade got their blue buckets from?
I don't know.
Do you know who the Blue Bucket Brigade... They do the thingy. The 72-hour live stream. Oh, you could get the 50th anniversary bucket. So this is just essentially what came before the ones that we currently get. The ones that look more like a big Lego block instead of just one.
Yes.
Canister. Ooh, fancy. Okay, there's loads of those.
Yeah.
So this one isn't all that exciting.
No.
Comic book guy. He's from Simpsons, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I like the... This thing. What's it called? Slushy? Squishy. Squishy. It's squishy. I really like the piece. I wish they did more of these. Should we investigate the piece here? Was this its first introduction? Did it come in any other sets? What do you reckon?
Don't care.
It came in the Quickie Mart, I think.
Well, that makes sense, because that's also The Simpsons.
Yeah, I know. I think it's also come in purple. I'm not sure.
I mean, they now more use the, like,
the action pieces, yeah. Yeah, but I prefer these. I think these are way cooler.
But that's obviously more specialist.
Yeah. But super cool. Mini camper van. I quite like the mini vehicles. Like the mini is good.
The mini
is good. Yeah. But they're not the scale that you'd be able to put them in your city, are they?
No, not really.
Unless you had a small scale city.
Yeah.
I want a camper van. Can we get a camper van?
No.
Why? You don't love me at all. Okay, no camper van for me.
Because you can't fit much Lego in it.
Oh, as well as a house?
No. It's one or the other. You choose.
Oh. I'll have a canal boat, please.
You can't fit any Lego in that either.
Yeah, I know, but I like canal boats. This seems very old. 1968. What's Samsonite?
I have no idea.
Sounds like some sort of element.
They make
it's made of Samsonite. Do they? Samsonite?
Yeah. Suitcases, maybe.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Maybe that's what they went into after this. Mm. I mean, look at the font used here. This looks just like a typewriter. Number 316, Farm Tractor.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd enjoy that tractor. It doesn't look...
Attractive.
It doesn't look attractive. Thanks for that, Ian.
It's okay. That's what I'm here for.
Interplanetary shuttle.
So classic space.
I don't like space. Why did they always say Legoland on them? Is that because before they made Legoland parks, the world of Lego was called Legoland?
Don't know.
So everything was part of Legoland. So
when was the first Legoland?
Park? Oh, good question, Ian. Do you want to have a guess? So the first one outside of Billund was 1996. So you were close. And where was that?
At Windsor.
Yes. So the Billund one opened when?
So the Billund one opened in 1974.
Nope, but you're more the ballpark than I was expecting.
1968.
Yes. Did you just look over my shoulder or something?
No.
This.
And I can read your mind.
We tried that yesterday and you can't. Like, we played that game.
We did.
And you got everything wrong, so.
I did.
Were you just putting me off the scent?
What?
Look, if you can read my mind, why do you never do anything I want you to do?
I don't
want to
do it.
Okay, that's fair enough. Right, I'm going to do five more.
Okay.
Oh, we didn't do which was your favourite.
Oh, no.
Can I go back?
No. No random.
Yeah, you're right. Can't do it. Okay, which is your favourite?
I mean, the tractor was pretty rubbish.
Tractor was rubbish. Space is space. Bricks is okay. We like bricks. What was the middle one? There's a comic book guy.
Come on, it was just on the screen. You can remember this.
Do you remember?
Of course I do.
Honestly, I've totally forgotten already.
We're small.
Far away.
Maybe.
Oh, it was the miniature. Away. Yeah, it was the camper van.
Yeah.
I like the camper van best.
Yeah, I think camper van for me.
Yeah, okay. Right. This is what you want. A Prison Island starter set. Yeah. You don't want to have a Prison Island all at once. You just start it a little bit. Little tiny bit of island. Teeny tiny place to hide your money. And eventually, if you feed it well, your island will grow. Like, what on earth?
Sort of expansion sets.
Look, there's a whole theme of Prison Island.
Yeah.
Who knew?
It was a sub-theme of City.
Well, there you go. So there was some accessories. What colour is his top? Oh, I thought it was like salmon pink. But it was just the light shining on it. Like, yeah. There's a plane, some tire escape. Look at that, he's just in a little tire. Here I go. Whoop, 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 whoop. Put my disguise on, no one will recognise me. Oh, I love that. That's so funny. There's a starter set. There's Pursuit, not on the island. Boats. Crooks Island. That one's when it's grown a little bit. It's all the stages. What year was this? 2016. Oh, here's Prison Island.
Oh, okay.
So.
Does the starter set clip onto it? You can make that pier slightly longer.
I think I have this set.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted the balloon.
That makes sense.
What makes sense?
But you want the balloon.
I didn't want anything else. Not exciting, yeah. Is it?
No.
Well, I don't know. Prison Islands are fun.
They are. A few lurps in there.
I might get myself a Prison Island starter set.
Hmm?
Make my own. Real life.
Be careful, you never know where it'll go.
Yeah. But I'm gonna do you think the money grows with the island? So
yeah.
The bigger the island, the bigger the money.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Moving on.
I'm sure we talked about that as much as anyone possibly can.
It's just the name of it is quite funny. Jedi Scout Fighter. Are they like scouts, like dib, dib, dib?
Yes, yeah. They're going off to war against the Girl Guides.
What's this dude? Can I zoom in anymore?
That's Jim.
Ian, stop making up things. Like, what is he? He's got a funky head.
He's a minifigure.
Okay, you're not helpful. What are these little blue like see-through bits? I want to look closer. We're going to have to open it up. I don't care to look at the entire Star Wars thing, though, so don't worry.
Okay.
So, if I put this thing... Is this just how small it is? Oh, here, look. Right, we're going to zoom in. Oh, it's just a transparent... So I thought it was like a specialist piece or something.
Yeah.
R2-D2 in his blue outfit.
That's his formal wear.
Oh, okay. This guy's got a see-through arm. I thought that they couldn't do see-through arms back then.
They do see-through arms.
Oh, that's his eyes over here. He's not going. I mean,
it might just be this angle, but that would make a fairly decent slug piece.
Yeah, I'm thinking slug. Okay, do we need a Lego slug?
No.
Oh. Okay.
But if we did, we now know where to get
one. Yeah, that's the piece to get. This is from 2014. Mm-hmm. You can definitely see how
Lego...
The
Yoda Chronicles.
Yeah, of course.
That didn't run for very long.
Scala.
Yeah.
Scalas are just Barbies, right? They don't... It's weird.
They're slightly more poseable than a Barbie, aren't they? Because their elbows move.
Some Barbies' elbows move.
Not
do
the
they?
Original Barbie, I don't think.
But like proper hair. It's just weird. It's really odd. How is this Lego? But like what part of it actually interlocks with the system? Or is it not really?
I don't know.
Because like that base platey bit. I think that Brictoria's got those for like her roof pieces.
So I think you
how is she connecting them in? And like
she did say,
this is definitely Lego here.
Yeah,
like the Lego flower. I mean, it's all Lego technically. It's just odd. Do you think if we were back in these times, 1997, you know, olden days?
Not olden days.
Do you think if we were parents of children at that point, we would have bought them this? Or would we have gone, that's not proper Lego? Because as a child, I always thought Lego was Lego. Like there was no, oh, it's boys or versus girls. So I don't know if I would have bought into this.
Yeah.
It's weird. I mean, because, yeah, that's the proper Lego cat there, isn't it?
That is, yeah.
But then that one, oh, is that the proper Lego?
Yeah, I think so. It does have Lego pieces in it.
Yeah.
It just also has other weird pieces.
How many things, how many Scala sets do you reckon there was?
72.
72, you say? 73, so close, Ian.
Yeah, but one of them doesn't count.
Why?
I've not worked that out yet. Well, I'll work it out.
Well, this one's just bracelets and pendants.
Yeah, that counts. That's
oh, okay. I feel like this is one of the haircuts I had in like that time. I don't know. Oh, that's the... So you can make rooms, dolls. Oh, just casual wear for men.
Yep.
Fashion wear for ladies.
Oh, so the men get casual wear and the women get fashion wear.
Windbreaker and jeans.
Doesn't say who it's for, though, does
no,
it?
No, no. Hot wear.
So
I'm just, I'm just going to put on my hot wear. Well, is that what you wear when it's hot, or is that what you wear to look hot?
It's what you wear when it's cold.
Yeah, exactly. So why is it not cold wear? It makes no sense. Dancing circle dress for girls. Snuggly baby wear. Oh, the Olivia in smooth dress.
So smooth.
They had great names for this stuff. Oh, Ashley / Caroline.
That's how she's feeling.
Why does she have two names? Properly funny.
Do you not?
Christian in tough wear.
He does look tough.
I'm so glad we went to Emma in flower dress. Sundress, Andrea. Just Chris. Warning, choking hazard. They put them in like catalogued poses. Christian in blue blazer. Blue blazer is not easy to say. Oh, we can't get to see Andrea
see,
in her jogging
count.
Suit.
That's why it's only 72.
Oh, happy flowers. I quite like that outfit. I think I'd wear that. Rainbow skirt. What's going on with her legs, though? And that's a very see-through skirt.
That is.
It's just Emma. Mm-hmm. Olivia in fancy wear.
So are these who the original Friends were named after?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Because Emma, who? I did not know this. Who else? Where's Mia? Sporty Scala girl. Rings? Are they? Oh, I thought they were like the same as the rings they've just bought out, but they're not quite.
No, they're not. They're similar.
Yeah, they are quite similar. But they've only got the one stud, I think, like a circle.
Yes, and he wants to have one stud, whereas he's have two.
This is more versatile, though. Four animal friends. Some larger than others.
Why have they got a shoe?
Which one's got a shoe?
Is that not a shoe?
Well, the dogs like to chew slippers, do they not? That's a thing. Christian's neck is weird.
It is, isn't it?
It's almost like he wasn't Christian before and he's just stuck his head on. Oh, look at the hair on that. Marie, we didn't have a Marie
in
Lego Friends. That's creepy. That's really creepy. Dressing table. Ashley.
Well, we had Ashley before when she wasn't Caroline.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Accessories for Anna. So some of the Lego Friends names were used.
Yes.
Julie's picnic lunch. Come over here. I'm laying on my picnic blanket. I've got a blancmange. This episode's hilarious. Right. Auntie Jane and Cousin Sophie. Another pendant. I want to get some of these tiles, though, because I really like the look of some of these tiles. Like, they'd make it a really good floor, like a linoleum floor.
Yes.
Or, like, wall tiles. Beauty studio. Living room. Baby nursery. Horse stable. Oh, look at the size of that horse. Puppy playground. That is definitely the hairstyle I had. In fact, that looks like me as a child.
That does.
That's quite disturbing. I definitely had that hairstyle. Kitchen. Oh, God. What have they done to the kitchen?
Seriously.
Why does the box just show a massive mess? I'm thinking about
dreaming of what you could build with it. I mean,
they're all dreaming the same thing.
Yeah.
Let's put this kitchen together. No, I'll just make some plants. It's so strange. Celebration. Oh, what a great celebration.
Look at those, hedge pieces.
Yeah, they are cool. Laundry room. It's always exciting. The laundry room appears to be outside.
Well, of course.
My place. Again, a big pile of mess. We don't want to tell you what to build, but this is what you probably are dreaming of building. See, that's not so bad. A miniature garden. Yeah, show us what it's meant to look like. Not trash bits. Oh, Emma's chill out kitchen. That one seems slightly more updated for some reason.
It does, doesn't it?
I don't know. It's very strange. Not the same.
Updated. It came out in 2001 and it looks like it was in the 80s.
When did this actually run from? I like the text.
It's weird, isn't it? Because from looking at the pictures, you'd think 60s, 70s.
And yet.
But no, it was late 90s.
We were alive. Yes. And we were children, and I have no recollection of this at all. Emma, on the move. Bathroom. That's an awful bathroom.
Does it have a bath in it?
No. I mean, does it even have... Oh, there's the toilet, okay. She's not sat on the toilet. I mean, is that a baby? It looks like a granny.
That's Baby Thomas.
Baby Thomas.
Don't baby be harsh to Baby Thomas.
Baby Thomas the granny. Let's just sit in this mess that might be a pool. This is the weirdest marketing. They said that the Hidden Side was not great marketing. I feel like Scala was the same. Indie stable. So did it have a resurgence in 2001 where they went, let's make it look slightly more bright and up to date?
Possibly.
Fun fashion boutique.
They found someone who remembered the 80s and went, that'll do.
Yeah, let's do that. Oh, a dream cottage. That is my dream. It's not. Oh, look.
See, that's 1979.
Oh.
So that's original.
Okay. So, look at the bears. Oh, it's like Barbie's dream house. Oh, and again. But happier. Oh, even fancy. Bigger. Yeah, that is proper fancy. Look at the hair on her, though.
I know.
Right.
The thing is, we were alive in the 90s. We grew up in those. People didn't look like that in the 90s.
It's crazy. So you got 1979, 1980, then nothing until 97.
Yeah.
And then they're like, let's bring it back how it should have been in the 80s. And yeah, that's so strange. How weird.
Mm.
I'm so glad we looked at Scala. I've never, because there's Belleville as well. When was Belleville? Yes.
I don't
before
know.
Or after Scala?
I thought Belleville was before.
Really? I'm going to have to go look there. Let's go look at sets. Belleville. By theme. Oh, it's under girls. Why is it still listed as under girls? 99. So like, the same time. Why did... Well, it went on longer. But...
And started before?
Yeah.
But only a few sets each year, kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to overindulge those girls.
No, you don't.
No, you can have a little bit, and that's... But they're all... I mean, what's up with... These are worse. Yeah, I think I prefer Scala.
Mm.
But it doesn't feel Lego-y.
Yeah.
Would you like some small wheels and axles?
I'm okay, thanks.
Okay, cool. How about some tulips? I built a rose that looks like that in a make and take. This is from 2019.
Yeah.
I like the bee.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad little set from Friends. They've done worse flowers.
Yeah. Would you say they... Oh, they are tulips. It says tulips.
Yeah.
Tulips. Why are tulips called tulips when they have more than two lips?
I don't know.
It's a lip of petal.
Maybe.
Anyway. So, favourite set?
Favourite set?
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Is it? I'm going for the Scala one because that was actually a really enjoyable experience looking through all those sets.
But the set itself?
It's rubbish.
Right.
But they're all rubbish.
Can't be your favourite set.
None of these sets are good.
Well, I thought you wanted the Bizen Island starter set.
Well, only if it... Yes, I do. But no, I enjoyed more looking at the Scala than I did any of the rest. Yeah. And I feel this has been eye-opening. And now I feel like a better Lego person. We've come full circle.
We have.
Do you feel like a better Lego person?
No.
Okay. Rate the room, Ian.
Rate the room.
Don't rate the room.
I think it's going to have to be 0.
No points at all?
No points at all.
Nah. I've given up caring. I might just scatter Lego along the floor. I mean...
Is that all you've done?
No. Can I just point out the amount of Lego under your desk?
I've not even looked under there.
But that's you. You've left so much mess in this room that I am annoyed about your level of... In fact, I give you a -1. But look at how beautiful our drawers look.
Yep.
Okay, so +3 for those, yeah?
Nope, 0.
Okay. I mean, the door shuts. I've been my brain this point. It does if I move.
If you move the stuff out of the way, it shuts. I mean, that's true all the time.
You could push that door and it would shut.
If you push any door hard enough, it will shut.
Cool, 1 point to me.
Did we not want to do anything else?
I think we've just spent 38 minutes talking about Scala.
We have. Okay, so... I don't know how we managed to fill this episode.
But I enjoyed it. It was really fun.
It was an interesting episode.
Sorry, everyone.
Hopefully, we'll be back next week with a more exciting topic to talk about. And also, we may be looking at doing something special for our 3-year anniversary.
Yeah. Any suggestions on what you'd like to see? I think the last two times we've done a Q&A.
We have. So we could do that.
Or we could do something else.
Yeah.
Like karaoke.
Yeah, suggestions on a postcard.
Don't put them on a postcard, put them in the comments.
Okay, that works too.
What would you suggest, a postcard? Where do you live, in the 80s?
Yes. I don't know what else to say, really.
When did you last send a postcard?
When did I last send a postcard? Probably when I was a kid.
Probably in the 90s, not the 80s.
Yeah, maybe the early 2000s, you never know.
I don't think I sent one from Japan. It's quite a long way to send a postcard.
Anyway, let us know when you last sent a postcard in the comments below. Not on the back of a postcard. That'd be silly.
That would.
We'll catch you next week for another exciting episode of the podcast.
Bye.
Bye.